All right, good morning.
大家早。
Thank you for Pastor Andrew giving me opportunity this morning.
谢谢 Andrew 牧师给我这个机会。
You know, I don't usually preach on Sunday.
我在主日通常都不是担任讲道的工作。
Okay, thank you. So, you know, because in my past, ministry and opportunity, I did not pastor a church for many years. In my past ministry experience, I did not pastor a church.
Pastor a church.Yeah. 在过去我的这个在教会的服事当中呢，我很少直接牧养一个教会。
Because all my past experience was working in a hospital setting as a hospital chaplain.
我大多数时间都是在医院担任医院的院牧。
So as a hospital chaplain, I don't usually just kind of talk to people in kind of one direction, just kind of speak to you.
那在医院的这个院牧的工作当中呢，很少是单向的，比如说像对这样的会众传讲。
A lot of time is really kind of two-way communication. I visiting people, talk to the family, or I provide some teaching for the physicians or training chaplains.
大部分的时候呢，都是与人进行双向的沟通。比如说是探访一个家庭或是个人，或者是训练我们当中的同工。
So in a way that I'm still not used to just kind of talk to you.
所以我有点还是不习惯在这里对着大家讲话。
So I'm glad that I have this opportunity to practice it, just talk to you.
其实很高兴有这样的机会呢，练习跟大家说话。
Okay, so this morning I wanted to talk to the subject about our authority in Jesus.
今天早上我的主题是我们在主里，在耶稣里的权柄。
Okay, the reason I picked out this subject, probably one of the biggest news during the past week, is about these two guys.
为什么要讲这个主题呢？因为过去一周来，新闻上都是有关这两位的。
Okay, President Trump and then Chairman Kim.
川普总统以及金委员长。
Okay, these two troublemakers suddenly become a peacemaker.
这两个麻烦制造者瞬间成为和平缔造者。
Okay, these two persons has been making all the fusses for the last 2 years, and suddenly in this past month they become a peacemaker.
在过去两年来，这两位制造许许多多全球的麻烦，但是呢，过去一个礼拜以来，突然变成和平缔造者。
And oh, maybe like this one here.
大家看看，可能是像这样。
Let's change the hairstyle. Does it look nice?
大家换换发型，大家觉得是不是看起来不错
？Anyhow, so these two guys probably is the person has the most power or authority, in the world right now.
现在呢，这两个人恐怕是全球最有权柄的人物。
So as I think about it, I think of, well.Yeah, in a sense, these two guys are the most powerful person on earth for now.
那我后来想想呢，确实以现在来看呢，全球最有权力的人可能是这两位。
But I would think, well, as a Christian, we have authority too.
但是呢，我们身为基督徒，我们也是有权柄。
So today I wanted to talk about this subject, our authority.In Jesus.
所以今天我要讲的主题就是我们在耶稣里的权柄。
I'm going to talk about where is our authority from.
我要谈的是我们的权柄是从何而来。
And how does that authority pass on to us?
那样的权柄是如何赋予给我们的。
And probably the most important thing is how to use that authority.
最后可能也是最重要的，就是如何使用这个权柄。
All right, before we start, shall we have a prayer?
在我们开始之前，我们是不是一起祷告？
Father, just ask your Holy Spirit to be here with us this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们祷告祈求圣灵今日与我们同在。
I pray that you will enable me to speak your truth clearly.
我们祈求你，让我能够清楚地传讲你的真理。
Open each our hearts so we may know more about our authority in Jesus.
祈求你让我们更多地敞开我们的心，让我们能够更认识我们在基督里的权柄。
And probably most important is how could we use the authority?
并且更认识到如何运用这样的权柄。
Be with us this morning. We pray this in Jesus' name.
求主今日与我们同在，我们奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Amen. All right. So let us look at some of the scriptures as we kind of dig into the where is our authority from.
那在我们进入认识我们在基督的权柄是什么之前，让我们来看一些经文。
Probably one of the most important things as we look into the authority, we have to know the relationship between Jesus and our Heavenly Father.
在我们认识权柄这个议题之前呢，我们必须更清楚地认识我们主耶稣跟他天父之间的关系。
Okay, let's look at those scriptures here.
我们一起来看这些经文。
So Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothingOf his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise.
于是耶稣回答，对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的他才做，父所做的事，子也照样做。
Okay, and also say, I do nothing on my own authority, but speak.Just as the Father taught me.
知道我没有一件事是凭着自己做的，我说这些话是照着父所教导我的。
So we all kind of familiar with these scriptures. Basically, Jesus is telling us, at the time tell his disciples that I do not do things on my own.
这些经文我们都是很熟悉啊，在这里耶稣是对着他的门徒说，我并不靠着自己来做什么。
SoJesus only does or did what Father showed him to do.
耶稣所行的完全遵照天父所要他做的。
Even though Jesus is God himself too.
即便耶稣自己就是神。
But when he came to earth, he decided not to do the things on his own initiative. He does what Father wants him to do.
但是当他来到人世间的时候呢，耶稣却不靠他自己的力量，他决定，他选择完全遵照父的旨意。
He put aside his divinity.
他把自己的神性放在一边。
Okay, in this scripture said, he was in the form of God, did not count equally with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant.Being born in the likeness of man and being found in a human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
他本来有神的形象，却不坚持自己与神平等的地位，反而倒空自己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既然有人的样子，就自甘卑微，顺服至死，并且死在十字架上。
So basically, the scripture told us that when Jesus came down to earth, even though he is a God and he is a human being, but he put away his divinity on the side.
所以这些经文告诉我们，耶稣既是神也是人，但是当他来到这世界上的时候，他把自己神的形象放在一边。
I don't know when.Jesus kind of knew, you know, he's a God, he's a son of God. I don't know.
我不知道耶稣是什么时刻开始知道自己就是神。
The only scripture reference is when Jesus was in the temple and, you know, he just stayed there when he was a kid. He stayed there, and you know, Joseph and Mary went away and come back to look for him.
唯一圣经上面有提到，这可能他知道自己的身份的时候，是他在这个圣殿上面那个时候不见了，他的爸爸妈妈去跑去找他。
And Jesus basically said, "Well, I'm just want to be in my father's temple."
耶稣对他的父母说，我本来就当在我父的殿上。
So at least when Jesus was a kid, he already kind of aware that he is son of God. He's, you know, part of God.
至少从这个经文我们就知道，耶稣在那个时候，就是在小时候就已经知道他是神。
So gradually and gradually, he knows that I'm a God, but I need to put aside my divinity.
那逐渐的，他也知道他就是神，但是呢，他必须将他自己神的形象摆在一边。
Until he went to be baptized by John, and then the Holy Spirit descended on him.
一直到后来施洗约翰为耶稣施洗的时候，看到圣灵像鸽子一样落在他的身上。
So from that on, Jesus started his ministry with the power of the Holy Spirit.
从那一刻开始，耶稣就带着圣灵的权柄来进行他在地上的事工。
So to some extent, we can say that when Jesus...In the last 3.5 years, when he did all this ministry and the power, it is not coming from his divinity, it's coming from the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以可以说耶稣三年半的事工呢，完全靠的不是他本来就有的神的能力，他靠的是圣灵所赐给他的力量。
Well, why he want to do that way?
为什么要用这种方法呢？
If he does with the divinity he had, then we can say, well, Jesus is a God, so he can do all the things.
如果耶稣直接是按着他自己的神性来行事，我们也可以直接就知道耶稣就是神。
But somehow, some way, he made an agreement with God that I only follow what you want me to do and with the power of the Holy Spirit.
但是呢，不知道在什么时候，也不知道透过什么方法，但是耶稣，跟天父有了这样的一个共识，就是他只用天父所赐的圣灵的力量来行事。
He wanted a set example for us to follow that we can do similar things like him with the power of the Spirit, with authority.
耶稣这么做的用意是设立一个榜样。让我们未来也可以仿效，也就是靠着圣灵的力量，我们可以跟他做一样的事。
He wants us to continuously develop that intimate relationship with the Father, so that we have the power. We're going to tell you, we already have the power, but also with that intimacy, from the intimacy, we have the authority.
所以耶稣这么做也是希望我们能够与天父继续的建立亲密的关系，而透过那样的亲密的关系当中呢，我们从天父那里领受权柄。
He set an example for us.
耶稣这么做是为了树立榜样。
Okay. But why this kind of, well, if you need to have a power, you need to have an intimateIf we want to have a power and authority, then we need to be intimate with the Father. Why this is important?
所以如果我们要能够有这样的力量，有这样的权柄，我们就必须首先跟天父有建立亲密的关系。但是为什么需要这样呢？
Remember, that's a scripture said.
记得有这样的一句经文吗？
You know, when Jesus was baptized by John, right, the Holy Spirit fell and descended on him.
当耶稣在约旦河里面得到施洗约翰的施洗的时候呢，圣灵落在他的身上。
Okay, and the scripture says immediately Jesus was taken away into the desert to be tempted by Satan.
后来经文又说到，耶稣被带到旷野来接受魔鬼的试探。
You find kind of interesting about, okay, he just been baptized by the Holy Spirit, and immediately he was taken away into the desert to be tempted by the Satan?
你不觉得很奇怪吗？他才刚刚受洗，就立刻被带到旷野去，为了是要让魔鬼试探他。
I'm guessing, okay? It's not in the scripture.
接下来是我的猜测哦，不是圣经上这样写。
Somehow, some way in the spiritual realm, Satan noticed something is different.
这不知道是透过什么方法，但是撒旦呢，在属灵的世界里，撒旦知道这个属灵世界有了变化。
There is a change in the spiritual realm that.Satan was aware there's a power change, there's a power shift, something going on.
在属灵的世界里面呢，撒旦已经意识到呢，这个权力权柄出现了一个转移。
So Satan tempted Jesus three times.
所以撒旦三次的试探耶稣。
The first time is the change the stone become bread.
第一次呢是把石头变成面包。
The second time is about this. You know, the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time and said to him, To you, I will give all this authority and the glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will.
经文这样写着，魔鬼引他上到高处，霎时间把天下万国指给他看，对他说，这一切权柄荣华我都可以给你，因这些都交给了我，我愿意给谁就给谁。
Do you know what Satan is doing here?
大家知道撒旦在这个时候他到底用意是什么吗？
Satan is tempting Jesus a shortcut.
撒旦在试探耶稣，给他一条捷径。
What kind of shortcut?
什么样的捷径呢？
To gain the authority and power.
去取得这样的权柄。
Now, this authority and power is supposed to be passed on to Jesus when Jesus was totally obedient to God and died on the cross.
原来这样的天下万国的权柄本来就是要赏赐给耶稣，但是前提是耶稣是完全顺服并顺服至死，钉死在十字架上的时候所成就的。
This authority and power supposed to God promised Jesus to pass on to him through obedience and die on the cross.
这样的权柄呢，是天父原本就预定要赏赐给耶稣，但是时机是在跟条件是在耶稣完全顺服并钉死在十字架上的时候。
But Satan told him that, hey, don't be, this is not necessary that hard, okay? I can give it to you.
但是撒旦却在这时候对耶稣说，嘿，不用那么难了，我现在就可以给你。
Okay, I can give it to you right now as long as you worship me.
只要你敬拜我，我现在马上给你。
Remember that when Jesus died on the cross, and at the end, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and earth now is belong to me." Now,
大家记得耶稣钉死在十字架上时，他就说出这样一句话，他说：“现在天上地下的权柄都交给我了。
”The original plan, God.Want to pass on to Jesus is through his death on the cross.
所以天父原先将权柄赏赐下来的计划是耶稣钉死在十字架上，他赏赐权柄。
This is the way God passed on to Jesus, and that Jesus passed on to us.
所以神将权柄赏赐给耶稣，以及耶稣将权柄赏赐给我们，是透过这样的十字架的方法。
So when we talk about the authority and power, there is a very close relationship with our obedience and our intimacy with the Father.
所以当我们谈到权柄以及能力的时候呢，我们怎么样得到权柄与能力？其中很重要的前提是顺服跟与神的亲密。
Okay. So,That's what I'm talking about. He said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. And this, the end of chapter, you know, then after Jesus died, resurrected, and he told disciples, After I finish, after I'm so obedient to God, after I die on the cross, after I follow a God's rule, all authority in heaven has been given to me.
所以这个是在这个章节的最后，当耶稣被钉死十字架之后又从死里复活，他对他的门徒说，透过我的顺服，透过我钉死在十字架上，透过我全然的顺服神的旨意，我取得了天上地下一切的权柄。
Now 19 Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded to you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of age.
从然后就是十九节，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，我吩咐你们的一切都要教导他们遵守，这样我就常常与你们同在，直到这世代的终结。
So the first part, authority and power has to do with our obedience and intimacy with God.
所以很重要的是权柄与力量与我们的顺服跟与神的亲密是高度相关的。
Alright, now this relationship, Father, Jesus, and alright, how they make a deal, agreement. So now next step is, well, how the authority pass on to us?
所以我们刚刚已经提到了，耶稣如何是顺服天父，透过顺服跟亲密得到权柄。好，现在我们要看的是这个权柄是如何赋予我们的。
Okay, beside the two guys, okay, symbolize the power and authority in current world. Okay?
除了刚才我们看到那两位呢，是现在世界上最重、最有权柄的人以外。
Okay, there's another thing. Okay, symbolize kind of power and authority in a sense.
Okay? 那另外还有，除了他们两位之外，还有其他也象征权柄的。
I think this probably everyone has one or two or three, maybe more than ten.
这个我们当中可能有些人有一样两样超过十样。
Okay, this is this.
就是这个。
Credit card.
信用卡。
Alright? This is probably the most genius way or most evil way people have been created.
我想信用卡呢是可以说是人类最天才或者最邪恶的发明。
Alright? Because if you don't have the money,
如果钱不够就刷一下。
So, alright. So, everyone know how the credit card works.
大家都知道信用卡怎么用吧。
Okay, do you have one like this one here?
你有没有像这样的这一张呢?
It's called American Prestigious Credit Card.
这是这美国的尊荣卡。
Okay, alright. How do you qualify for it?
怎么样才能够符合资格用这个卡呢?
Okay.Every year, you have to at least spend $250,000.
Every year,
at least $250,000.
每年至少要花$250,000.
You can have one.
你就可以有这样一张卡。
All right. Now, so the how the work is, you know, you have a person's name here, right?
那它的用法是这样，这里会有名字。
And also, you can authorize, you know, another person. You can say, I can have my wife or my kids have a car under my name too. Okay?
那另外你可以用这张去申请一个副卡。
And that person had the same power and authority to use it.
那有副卡那个人呢、right? 有同样的权柄跟力量来用这张卡。
And just like when I got married with my wife Julia.
就像我跟 Julia 结婚后。
I issue her a car.
我就给她一张副卡。
So she has all the power and authority can use that car.
所以呢，她可以用她完有完全的权柄来用那张卡。
Okay, so in a sense of you know, she can just use it wherever she please.
所以只要她高兴，她就可以刷。
So in the same thing that how the authority pass on to us is.Like this scripture here.
所以呢，这个属天的权柄怎么样赋予我们，跟刚才信用卡的这个用法是很像的，就像这个经文。
Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than this will he do, because I'm going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it.
我实实在在告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做。并且要做比这些更大的，因为我往父那里去。你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必定成全，使父在子的身上得着荣耀。你们若奉我的名向我求什么，我必定成全。
This scripture basically says, everyone, okay, everyone here, if you believe in Jesus, you have that Jesus credit card.
所以 这个经文基本上是说，各位在现场各位，如果你信耶稣，你就拥有耶稣的那张信用卡。
He said, Jesus said, I will back up with my authority. Whatever you say and do, that is in accord with my will and the Father's purpose.
这里说，你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必定成全，所以奉我的名向我求什么，我必定成全。
You already have the authority passed on from Jesus to you.
所以你已经是拥有耶稣所传承给你的这样的权柄。
But when you ask in my will, in accord with my will and my Father's purpose, I will back up.
所以当你祈求的时候，当你以符合神旨意的方式祈求的时候，我就会向父祈求。
Now the next question, Kevin, let's start here. But the problem we have here.
但是我们这边我们有的问题是这样的。
Pastor, I don't feel like I have that authority.
你可能说牧师啊，我不觉得我有那个权柄哎。
Because usually there are two categories. We are not so familiar with this authority.
是因为有两个，基本上有两个领域是我们有关这个权柄我们所不明了的。
The first one is number one. We basically forget we have this authority.
第一件事就是我们常常都忘记我们有这样的权柄。
We have forget that Jesus paid a big price.
我们常常
so that we have this authority.
我们常常忘记耶稣为我们已经付上了那个这么大的代价，所以我们才有这样的权柄。
The other one is because we are afraid to use it.
第二个呢，就是我们很怕去用这个权柄。
Because we may use, we are afraid to use it wrongly or sometimes we.But we feel being defeated.
第一方面，我们很怕用错这个权柄；二方面呢，很怕这个权柄用出来，但是却没有成功。
The problem is usualizing we don't know who we are and our identity in Jesus.
这最主要问题常常是因为我们不知道我们自己是谁，我们也不知道我们在基督里的身份是什么。
And that's a part of the reason that you know.As we developed our discipleship program.
所以这常常都是我们常常看到的问题，所以我们会去设计这样的门徒训练课程。
So we want to put, we call the inner healing classes as the one that the requirement for BCC discipleship training.
所以我们在 BCC 的门徒训练课程当中呢，就纳入了内在医治。
Because we feel like if we don't know who we are and our identity in Christ, there's no way we can exercise the authority we already have.
因为我们发现，当我们不认识自己在耶稣当中的身份的时候，我们就没有办法去操用、去使用我们的权柄。
Now let's come to the last part. How do we use the authority?
那现在我们来看最后一个部分，我们如何使用这样的权柄呢？
May I suggest three ways?
我可不可以向大家建议这三种使用的方法？
We use to protect, to prevent, and to attack.
我们运用神所赐的权柄来做三件事情，第一是保护，第二是预防，第三是攻击。
Okay, what protect, what do you mean?
保护，你的意思什么叫保护？
You know, we kind of know, you know, God kind of somehow, some way, protect us while we're driving, while we're doing things, right?
我们都知道呢，当我们做一些事情呢，比如说开车的时候啦，等等的，耶稣都会保护我们。
But there's still things happen somehow, some way, when we believe that God protecting us, but still something happened to us.
但是呢，有时候虽然即便我们相信神是保护我们，可是有些事情呢，好像还是就发生了。
I think for where people drive, okay, probably have maybe at least one or two car wreck or car accident.
我们开车常常有时候也会出一些这个意外、撞车等等。
So for, you know, I've been driving for maybe for 30-40 years now.
我开车到现在大概有三四十年了。
I have probably two car wreck.
我撞车两次。
Okay, one is my fault, the other one is the other people's fault.
一次是我的错，一次是别人的错。
Okay, so somehow, some way, we know God's protection, but still things happen to us.
虽然我们知道神保护我们，可是我们好像还是会看到我们出一些意外。
So I would suggest that be purposely, be intentionally.To claim the protection.
所以我会建议我们要透过祷告来寻求这样的保护，刻意的非常明确的来寻求这样的保护。
I usually will pray for Julia as she goes out to work in the morning.
通常当 Julia 出门去工作的去上班的时候呢，我都会为她祷告安全。
I claim the protection around her while she's going out and coming back.
我为她祷告，当她出她入的时候，能够得到神的保护。
And I also claim protection when I go to the hospital to visit.
那另外，当我到医院去探访的时候呢，我也会祷告，寻求神的保护。
And as my daughter is going to far away in South Africa, I claim the protection on her too.
那我女儿呢，要远赴南非去，我一样也祷告，神保护我的女儿。
So I would suggest, okay, claim the protection as much as you desire.
所以我会建议呢，尽可能更多的来祷告，寻求保护。
The other one is to prevent.
第二是预防。
I started doing this.
我开始这样做。
In the scripture, I think the husband or the head, we are claimed to be the head of household.
在圣经当中呢，我们知道，男人是家里的头，男主人。
So I started praying this way.
所以我都会这样祷告。
In the name of Jesus,
奉主耶稣的圣名
I claim the protection on my family member.
我祈求圣耶稣来保护我的家庭，我的家人。
I command that any attacks on my wife and children.
所以我命令任何对我妻子跟孩子的攻击
has to pass through me first.
必须要先透过我，先经由我。
Because I am the authority of this household.
由我来挡住这一切的攻击，因为我是这家里的头。
I'm the gatekeeper of this family.
我就是这个家里的守门人。
I command any attack has to come to me.
任何的攻击必须要先经过我这一关。
But in the name of Jesus.
但是奉主耶稣的圣名
I will not allow that to happen.
我不同意这样的攻击可以进入我的家中。
Okay, this is a way to prevent any attack possibly come to my wife and my kids or my in the future grandkids.
所以这样的祷告的方式呢，就是一种预防，是让这个攻击能够不进入家中，不临到我的妻儿，甚至未来的孙子孙女身上。
I don't know how effective that will be.
我不知道这样的效果是如何。
But if I am the head of household, then I have authority.
但是如果我是家里的头，我就有这样的权柄。
I exercise the authority God has given to me.
我就来运用神赏赐给我的这个权柄。
Not only this way,
不止如此,
but also if, you know, husband and wife, we kind of argue and we kind of, we fight from time to time.
那身为夫妻呢，偶尔总是会吵架.
But sometimes you notice why we fought about this, why this kind of small little things.
有时候吵架你就会想说到底是干什么要吵架，这都是很小的事情。
But when you find out, you kind of say, well, that doesn't make sense. Why are we fighting about this?
当你意识到这一点的时候，你常常会想说这实在没道理，我们怎么会为了这么小的事情来吵架呢？
Or you notice there's a kind of storming coming into your way.
或者说你可以感觉到有暴风往你这边来。
Then you could say,
这个时候你可以这样说，
If this is from the enemy,
如果这个是来自于仇敌的攻击，
Stop it.
我奉主耶稣的命令他停下来。
Try it out.
试试看，回家试看看。
Okay, or between you and your kids.
或是在你跟你的孩子之间。
Or between you and your in-laws.
或是你跟你的这个亲家母、亲家公这些姻亲当中。
Okay. In the name of Jesus, stop it.
你可以说奉主耶稣的名，我命令这样的人际风暴停下来。
Okay. The last part to attack.
最后一个部分是去攻击。
This is we exercise. Sometimes we speak the healing, we speak the deliverance.
这个就是我们用祷告来进行医治释放的时候所做的攻击。
You know, we always have, you know, when brothers and sisters are sick, you know, we just kind of, we will pray for that person.
当我们弟兄姐妹 有病痛的时候，我们会为他们祷告。
Sometimes, you know, personally,I believe that this is God's will to heal us.
我个人呢相信呢，神的旨意就是要医治我们。
But I don't know why God sometimes does it, sometimes doesn't do it.
但是我却不知道为什么有时神医治，有时神不医治。
But when I pray with the attitude that I know this is God's perfect will, want to get people healthy.So I pray that I speak the healing into that person.
但是当我祷告的时候呢，我的态度是这样的，我知道神的旨意是要赏赐给我们健康，所以我奉主耶稣的名，我命令病痛离开。
I don't pray, you know, God, if it does your perfect will, then please and heal these brothers and sisters.
我并不会祷告说神啊，如果这是你的旨意，那求你医治这个弟兄或姐妹。
I base more pray is I speak God's healing into you.
基本上我祷告就是我奉主耶稣的名，我命令病痛离开。
The authority we have comes from Jesus, his total obedience and sacrifice.
所以我们的权柄从何而来呢？来自耶稣，也来自耶稣，透过耶稣的顺服。
The authority passed on to us because we believe in him and also we want to be intimate with him.
那这权柄是如何赏赐给我们呢？透过我们信他，而且与神建立关系。
How do we use that authority to protect, to prevent, and to attack?
那我们如何使用这样的权柄呢？我们可以用在保护，用在预防，跟用在攻击。
Every one of us has the power already.
我们每一个人都已经拥有这样的权利。
You know, what we're working on is how can we to be intimate with Jesus so we know how to use it properly.
但是如何善用这样的权柄，关键就在于我们跟耶稣是否有亲密的关系。我们在耶稣里，我们就会知道如何使用这个权柄。
Alright, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, that our authority is not based on our position.
亲爱天父，我们知道我们的权柄并不是因着我们的地位而来的。
It's not because what title we have.
也不是因着我们有什么头衔而来的。
The authority we have has been obtained by your sacrifice and your obedience to.Heavenly Father,
我们所得到权柄是因着耶稣你的牺牲以及你在天父面前的顺服。
So let us not disregard this authority.
所以让我们要认知到我们有这样的权柄。
Let us treasure this authority.
让我们珍视我们有这样的权柄。
By developing our intimacy with you.
而且我们要与你建立亲密的关系。
So we can use this authority to extend your kingdom.
以使我们能够使用这样的权柄来扩展你的国度。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Right, let's all stand together.
我们邀请大家一起起立。
You unravel me with melody. You surround me with the song of deliverance from my enemies. No longer a slave to fear.
Side some coffee and snack, and please stay and fellowship with each other. I'll be here if anyone want me to speak healing to you, you can come.
我们的右手边有准备咖啡茶点，如果您有时间，欢迎您留下来与大家一起团契交流。如果你需要我为你祷告，我会为你做得健康得医治的祷告。
May God bless you all.
愿上帝祝福各位。